something, please. This is Georgia. And that. Where's my state? Where is your state? North Carolina. Yes. It's on here somewhere.
I saw it.
Did you? That's North Carolina. That's your state. Where your hometown is.
Okay.
I believe you said you went home this past weekend.
Yeah, I sure did.
That's nice. Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Big old Dominic hen.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bird is that? Yeah, I ain't seen one like that.
The thrasher, I believe.
Is there an eagle on there anywhere?
Mm-hmm. Turn it and see. Is there an eagle left for one of the states?
I don't know.
Now you talk about work. This is a lot of work.
Oh, I can tell. How long did it take you to do this?
Over a year. I have better than a year's work in this. But I'm real proud of it, and I hope to keep this one. I don't think I'm going to let anybody talk me out of this one anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I let some of the family. There's just 11 of us children, and I'm the only one that does this kind of work. Most of the rest of them works on public works, and so I'm free to do is whatever I'd like. And most of the time, I spend 3/4 of my time working on the quilts. Sure do.
Well, it sure is worthwhile. You do beautiful work.
Thank you.
Okay.
This one has a long story behind it.
Oh, tell me about it.
When I was working as a nurse at the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know you worked there.
Yes. I worked for several years. Sometimes we'd get, and then lots of times I'd do private duty with people. And when you do that, and when you work on different shifts and get where you can't sleep good and get your sleep all mixed up. So one night, way in the night, this quilt came to me. I wanted to take the large promises and put them on 10 each squares of material, and with the help of my husband and our pastor, they helped me to get up several verses. And then I had to decide which ones would go just exactly like they are in the Bible, and which ones would go on these squares.
Mm-hmm.
Right here it says John 14, that's chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's one of the promises the Lord made.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just exactly like they are in the Bible. You can go read every one of them.
Which one's your favorite one? I'm going to read that one.
Well, I don't know. I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
This one's Matthew 5th chapter and 4th verse. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. This one is John 3:15. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have ever eternal life. Sometimes I get mixed up and I get too excited over.
How long did it take you to do this?
It took me a long time to do this, and I really don't know. This is Matthew the 5th and 7th. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And there's no two squares the same color. The thread, I got the embroidered thread different for every square. And there's no two squares alike on it. I mean of the same color. And I didn't know exactly how many verses I had on this quilt and everything, but I don't remember just now.
How'd you ever think of this idea?
I don't know. It just come to me in the night. It's like somebody spoke to me. And it was during I always go to church, try to, and I don't know, somehow or another, I believe it's during our revival or something.